3 of Rosie on the House. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. The Home Improvement Show designed for you, the Arizona homeowner. A Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Glad you're tuned in. Just finished the landscape outdoor living section where Romy and John Jay were talking about fall's time to plant things. But it would have to be before or after the game. Right? If you're an Arizona football fan, you're kind of out of luck this week.
One after the other?
No, ASU is at Washington State. NAU is at Eastern Washington. And the Wildcats are at USC. And the Cardinals have a bye. So there are no Arizona teams playing in Arizona this weekend. So this is what you can all do. Cheer for LSU this afternoon.
It is whole college game day.
Yes, it is.
Now, there's some interesting things, and if I remember right.
Let me pause you right there. We're talking football, but we're here to talk home improvement, and we talk home improvement with you at this number, 1-888-767-4348. I robbed you of your thought.
Go Tigers.
Always a good default.
Boom. It's gone. Hey, if you're trying to tackle a project around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. And give us a ring on Saturday morning, would you please? I mean, we get a lot of calls during the office during the week. And we take them, to be polite. But boy, that's a hard time for us to address those issues because we've just got so much going on constantly. If you've got a project going on, give us a ring. Jennifer pays for the phone call. It is toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. What are you trying to tackle this weekend? What are you trying to tackle before the holidays get here, before all your guests arrive? If you miss the 7
Moving, not telling anyone.
Adios. You'll find the key under the mat. If you miss the 7 o'clock hour, you missed a really, really fun hour of Rosie on the House. How many of you are aware that Mother Earth just barely missed an asteroid impact Halloween night from a skull-shaped asteroid measuring 1,200 feet across? That's like an aircraft carrier traveling 78,000 miles an hour just missed us. And we didn't even know it was coming. It came from the blind side of the galaxy. Now, I had Dr. Sky try and explain to me the blind side of the galaxy over the phone yesterday, and I didn't get it.
That would be a hard one to grasp.
I didn't get it. So he's going to draw me a picture on February 27th, when all of our Rosie on the House listeners, if y'all want to join Jennifer and I and Dr. Sky on an astronomy tour on the steamboat, the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake, that'll be the night of February 27th. You've got to go to dollysteamboat.com, and I know those tickets are going to sell fast. It's a dinner twilight cruise with Dr. Sky, telescopes on the boat, all talking about the universe. How cool a evening will that be? dollysteamboat.com, February 27th. Now, between now and then, if you want to try and get a project done, call us here at Rosie on the House.
In our article in the Arizona Republic today, we talk about renting versus buying. Have you ever rented?
Oh, yeah. Jennifer and I rented our first little apartment. I don't know if she even remembers it.
Right by the railroad tracks on college.
She remembers.
I guess she does.
Yeah, every hour.
It was a little two-story apartment complex. Kind of a simple little thing, but it was right there on college. And then from there,
another thing I remember about that little apartment was the kids would run out in the morning and yell, "No hot water!" They were so mad. We never had hot water, and we were up every hour with the train. It was a great apartment, Romy.
Who screamed no hot water?
Just the other apartments, you know.
Gotcha.
One or two people would get their shower, and then nobody else could have one. They'd all be yelling.
You
no
had
hot
to
water.
Get up by 3 if you wanted a
That's
hot
right.
shower.
That's right.
Early bird got the worm and the hot shower. And there are rules about those kind of appliance malfunctions and what recourse a tenant has in those situations.
We didn't know them, apparently, back then.
No, we didn't know them. So we had the apartment on College, then we had the apartment on Southern. That was a nice little apartment.
That was a nice little apartment.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity,
yeah,
do y'all have any recollection of what that was costing a month?
$135 a month, the first one. But
okay.
It was kind of small, Romy.
Well,
it was kind of small.
That's pretty.
And that was in 1978.
Yeah. Because you're renting, if you're planning on going into a home, is the point to save money. Don't rent something that chews up all your savings so you can't get into your permanent housing. So I was, y'all kind of doing it right.
Yeah, we could walk across the parking lot to what was then a Hobo Joe's and get a 2-egg omelet with hash browns, 2 pieces of toast, glass of milk, and a cup of coffee for 99 cents.
Yeehaw!
And I did that on more than one occasion.
Hey, that's cheaper than you could buy grow yourself.
I mean,
sure.
You could go through the sofa and get that much change.
So then number two was on Southern.
On Southern, that was a nice little apartment. We lived there. And then we moved into our first home, which we bought, which was out at 51st Avenue in Glendale. Right across the street from Sanderson Ford. That's where I first met Sanderson Ford. Walked over there and started looking at their brand new 1981 F-150. I drooled over that thing for about 3 years before I finally had enough money to go buy one.
Had to sell the motorcycle.
All right, so renting is the topic of today. And I'd also like to know, we talked about the stars and the asteroid at 7 o'clock, but we also talked with the Arizona State official geologist about the earthquake that apparently now is becoming 3/4 of the population of Arizona was within the realm of feeling that earthquake. If you felt that earthquake, give us a call. We have some hilarious stories of what first went through people's minds. There aren't a lot of Arizonans that have earthquake shaking experience in their repertoire, and it's just really funny to hear people explain what was going on in their head. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We took a lot of calls at the office this week about that. And one of the first things I always told people was, look, depending on how close you were and how aggressively your home shook, one of the first things you may want to do is go out and check your irrigation system and make sure you don't have any wet spots all over your yard.
Cracked sprinkler lines, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or a cracked sprinkler valve or whatever.
My dad called from Tonto Hills and he'd heard such a loud, they couldn't describe it. It was something on the roof that was so very loud. So Rosie said, well, if you've got noises like that, could be a possibility of something that snapped or moved enough to make a crack or a leak.
One of our staff at Rosie on the House is an experienced earthquake survivor, having lived in San Francisco. She was actually in the ballpark the day the earthquake hit Oakland in 1989, when the Oakland Bay Bridge pancaked and collapsed on itself. She was actually in the ballpark.
Right better there. Than on the bridge.
Better than on the bridge, but she was saying that the concrete vertical towers were shaking, peeling, spalling, concrete spitting, dust. You just have to believe in that environment. You're thinking, this is it. My last moments on planet Earth will be in this ballpark waiting for this game to start. Well, of course, we all know that's not the way it went down. But she realized what was going on the very minute it hit. She said she heard this loud noise, sounded like the roof-mounted air conditioner on the house had crashed through the trusses and landed in the back bedroom on the floor.
This was this week. That's not her reaction in the stadium. This is a reaction
to Phoenix. That's the earthquake this week. She lives right up in North Scottsdale on Greyhawk. Said, I thought the air conditioning unit had dropped through the roof.
Wow.
So
I had 4 or 5 people tell me they actually heard the rumble. Like they heard a rumbling sound.
Wow.
The one I felt was that last big one in Oakland. I just felt like our house shake a little bit, move, shift. But I can't imagine what a sound like that would sound like.
We had people calling us and tell us, I thought I had a stroke. you lose your sense of balance. Everything in front of you starts moving one direction and the other direction. So, what's your story? Let's hear about it. Your earthquake experience here, Rosie on the House. There aren't many of us that have survived or lived through. They've survived it. They haven't lived through a hurricane. I have lived through earthquakes now, I guess, 3 different times, and I haven't felt one of them. I must be desensitized some way or another. 1-888-767-4348. And again, any project you're trying to tackle, let us lend you our advice and our experience in getting that project done. On renting. That's what we're covering in the Arizona Republic today. That's also what we're covering in the Casa Grande Dispatch this week. Now, if you read the Green Valley News, you read last Friday, we talked about saving stuff, which was y'all's topic of last week, how to save the paints and the caulks and the expandable foams that you go and you buy at the store. What's the one product you don't buy in large quantities in home improvement?
Whew, there's a lot.
Because you can't save it. The PVC glue. It all turns to gum in about 6 months. So buy the littlest can you have. So that's what we're covering in the Green Valley News. Arizona Daily Star, we're in the home section every Sunday with answers from questions from Pima County. Homeowners in Pima County, send us questions and we answer those. And then at KTAR.com, we've got the blog every single Friday morning. We're talking about cooking safely through the holidays, especially as it relates to cooking that deep fried turkey. Have you seen some of the videos of the exploding deep fried turkeys?
Where they drop like a frozen or a wet one in? Yeah.
No.
You don't want to be close.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Dethaw your turkey, dry it out, put a little oil on it, cover it in some seasoning, drop it in, and you're good to go.
3 minutes a pound at about 375 degrees, and you'll have a perfectly delicious turkey. Peel the thigh away from the body of the cavity of the turkey. Lift it up above the oil. Peel it away. If all the fluids right there in that joint run clear and they're not pink or red, your bird is done. The other way, if you're an experienced deep-fried turkey connoisseur, the bird actually begins to float when it's done. It actually lifts up and starts floating in the oil and doesn't stay it down at the bottom. So that's another trick. The skin should be a nice, comfortable peanut butter-colored golden brown. And it'll probably be the juiciest turkey you ever eat. But
you'll never want to have it another way.
The electric cookers I've come to like a lot better than the old propane style. I think they're quite a bit safer. The manufacturers do say you can cook on them inside the house. I wouldn't recommend it. Hey, more when we get back. We'll talk earthquakes. We'll talk about renting. And we've got Ray Hernandez from Ray of Light coming at 10 o'clock talking about custom faux finishes and murals and painting touches in your house. It's going to be a lot of fun. Y'all stay tuned. Open lines right now. 1-888-767-4348. We'll get to the calls right after this.